Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum. Representative Fenton?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move the minutes for May 17th.
Representative Fenton moves the minutes for May 17th. Any discussion or changes, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
The minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day, Friday, May 20th, 2016. It's the author's intention to take the House language for Senate files 2381, 2414, and 3131. Are there any questions, discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay? Motion prevails. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. Committee stands in recess.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
So, Joy.
Question? Could I still ask a question?
On recess.
Sorry, I didn't know you were. I didn't know you were going to do that quickly. I had a question.
You need to go play and read.
On recess.
Okay, sure. I was just wondering, I saw that the committee was meeting, I got a notice that we're meeting tomorrow to approve the calendar for Saturday. Does that, can we plan on being here both Saturday and, do you know about Sunday too?
Last weekend of the session, so I would advise to clear your calendar.
Yep, it's clear.
Okay. Madam Chair, I had a question too. Can we let our caucus members know if this is how you'd like to handle it? If we do stay late some nights and people don't feel comfortable driving home, it's been our custom to allow people to stay in town overnight.
You mean to get a
reimbursement? Yeah.
You have to check with the speaker on that. I'm sure he would approve it, but the speaker's office approved that.
Okay.
Sometimes they say yes, sometimes
Thank
they
you.
Say no.
Madam Chair, we have tent parties at our apartment.
Again, members, is there anything else?
Now we're really
again, recess.
Yeah.
So
that we are.
Committee will come to order. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 622 and that it be re-referred to the General Register.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Representative Portman?
I would maybe it's a question for Representative Torkelson of why this bill didn't make the deadlines.
Well, I was just going to have Representative Torkelson explain the rules. Representative Portman, I would say, well, you know, we've had a bonding bill, and we've there have been several press reports saying that the Democrats weren't going to put up any votes for the bonding bill, and several different indications that that was the case. So Representative Torkelson has been working diligently on the bonding bill, and so now we've got a bill ready, and Representative Torkelson is here to explain it.
So then my follow-up question would be to you is if you have the majority and you chair the Capital Investment Committee and you have the votes on the Capital Investment Committee to pass a bill during the scheduled time to pass the bill, is it your contention then it's the minority's fault that you didn't meet the deadline?
Representative Portman, I think you should look at an audio from April 7th that points out that Chair Thiessen said, when asked if there was any votes from your caucus for bonding bill, he said, no, there's no way, no. So I think that Representative Torkelson has been very diligent in working through the process since it became very clear that the Democrat leadership had no intention of moving forward with the bonding bill. So turning that over, I think it would probably be appropriate at this time to have Representative Torkelson, Chair Torkelson, explain his bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The bonding bill is pretty much self-explanatory. It's a series of projects all across the state of Minnesota, funded mostly with general obligation bonds, a few trunk highway bonds, and a little cash. And we are trying to get this moving down the path so that we can get our work done by the time we hit deadline.
Madam Chair, I have a question.
Representative Portman?
Chair Torkelson, I'm wondering why you weren't able to get the bill through during the deadlines that were set.
Representative Torkelson.
As you probably know, Representative Hortman, assembling a bonding bill is no small task. It requires quite a bit of effort and negotiation, and we've finally gotten to the point where we can bring it to committee.
Representative Hortman, do you have a follow-up?
So then our standard for waiving the rule is just if it's hard, then we're going to waive the rules.
Thank you, Representative Hortman. I do have a list of bills that were waived when Speaker Thiessen was in charge. If you'd like me to go through those and we can discuss the importance of bills, would you like me to do that?
No, I could follow up with Representative Torkelson, though, and just explain that it's pretty clear there's a process of how things work around here, right? We introduce a bill that puts the public on notice that it exists. And then we schedule a hearing for the bill in the committee, and then the public has an opportunity to come in and weigh in. And then usually there are amendments offered in committee and discussed and debated, and there's testimony from people who know something about the topic. And so we get informed input on the bill. And then typically what will happen is there'll be a vote in committee, and then the bill will go to perhaps other committees, and then it will be considered on the floor. And then if it's different than the one that passed in the Senate, then there'll be a conference committee that is noticed to the public, that the public may attend, where there are discussions about the provisions of the bills and the differences. And we convened this session in early March, and we had ample opportunity to do this the right way. I don't think that there's any acceptable excuse for not putting a bill forward. And the contention that the minority leader made statements that there were no DFL votes for the bill is maybe convenient for you, but I don't think a very good explanation, since there are countless DFL members who've never been approached. I testified in your committee about a project in my community. You've never approached me to say, you know, would you like me to include that in the bill? Would you vote for a bonding bill if that were in there? And so I think when you're a chair of a committee, it's incumbent on you to do the work of introducing a bill, having a hearing, having amendments, voting on the bill in committee, and moving it through the process appropriately. It's embarrassing to be a part of the legislature when we completely abandon the procedures and the practices that were put in place with the design of this institution to give the public notice of what we're doing and to respect the popular will of the people, that there are representatives from both sides of the aisle. And I think when we treat the rules and the process casually, that's a slippery slope. That is how banana republics operate. That is how dictatorships start. They get casual with the rules and the processes and the procedures. They say it doesn't matter, you know, if we have the votes, we get it done. That's not democracy. That's not Republican democracy.
Well, thank you,
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry. Thank you, Representative Horstman, for those remarks. I actually share your sympathy for the way the process is sometimes short-circuited. I have taken a look at past bonding bills and when they've appeared in public. Many times it's much later, actually, than this bill has appeared in public. I realize that's not an excuse for my own situation, but it is a reality of bonding, frankly, that it seems that there is a habit here at the legislature from both sides of the aisle that bonding is delayed for some good reasons till the end of session.
A last follow-up,
Representative Portman,
is that, you know, when individual members of the majority caucus have the power of being a chair and they have a gavel, they do have an opportunity to exercise leadership separate and apart from the leader of their caucus who has appointed them to that position. And I think all of us, if we want this institution to be respected by the public going forward, have to individually take responsibility for our actions and not say it's our majority leader or speaker or minority leader's fault, but that each and every one of us have a responsibility to respect the institution and respect the process.
Thank you. Representative Portman, I see that you've changed in your position. I see that in 2013-14, you yourself had a rules waiver on an environmental data classified reporting requirements modified, so apparently that was so important that we needed a rules waiver on that bill. So I find your comments very interesting. Is there any other discussion?
Madam Chair, if you'd like to know, that was a department bill that was submitted late, and there was no objection to waiving the rule.
Well, Representative Portman, it sounds like somebody didn't do their work in getting that. The department didn't get their work in time, or somebody didn't get their work in time. So, Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I think it's important for me to go on the record here, given this large audience viewing us today. And to my friends in the House DFL Caucus, I couldn't agree more about your points on transparency, but I think you're suffering from the worst case of legislative amnesia I've ever heard of. Let's remember what happened when the DFL was in charge in 2013. Madam Chair, they didn't have a committee process. In fact, they didn't even have the chair of the Capital Investment Committee author the bill.
Right.
They had Representative Ward offer a delete all amendment on the House floor. House floor with no committee hearings to make that bill go forward. Now, say what you want. At least the chair of the Capital Investment Committee is authoring the House Capital Investment Bill today. So, again, I appreciate the DFL's legislative amnesia, but given this the lack of a size of a boisterous, interested audience, I would say we take action on this bill and then get over to the House floor and just have some good old more legislative fun. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. That is right, Representative Grothwell. I do remember that when that happened, that was a complete lack of transparency. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion prevails. Members, we are in recess. Committee will come to order. I move the supplemental calendar of the day, Thursday, May 19th, 2016. Any discussion? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So because this hasn't had the 24-hour rule, does that make every and any amendment applicable to this so that we don't have to pre-file them?
Thank you, Representative Nelson. I wouldn't say it makes any amendment if they're not germane, if they break the budget, if they violate any of the rules of the House. But yes, it does make amendments available without having to pre-file. However, I will also note that we did check with staff, and if members want their amendments posted for review, the staff will do that. The clerk's office will do that. Representative Isaacson.
Just so I'm really crystal clear about this, and this may seem redundant to you, but that means that I can literally file on the spot.
Representative Isaacson, that is correct. That is the way it used to work around here, so we'll have a taste of that.
Very similar to one might call the Wild West.
Well, that song is running through my head.
I'm very excited. Thank you.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay.
Opponent.
Motion does prevail. Is there anything else? Representative Faber.
I think you're about to make a motion to adjourn. Is that debatable?
It's not.
Is it two parts?
2.01, it is not debatable. The first four and 2.01. Representative Portman.
Since Representative Freiberg raised it, the only point was, should we come in at 9 and then recess until 2? It wasn't to mess with the majority leader. If I wanted to mess with the majority leader, I would have actually done that.
So we're coming in at 9 now? What? Madam Chair.
Her motion.
Anything else?
I'll be at 2:00. I will be at 2:00.
Meeting adjourned.